Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Bob Dylan once sang, "The times they are a-changing, and the changes are happening rapidly." 76-year-old Joe Biden is being slammed for being out of sync with today's Democrat Party. Whether you like him or not, he's out of sync with a party formerly associated with Harry Truman, John Kennedy, Henry Scoop Jackson, and even Bill Clinton. He's had to walk back from so many positions he's held throughout his 47 years in the political arena. Now, the most recent walk back is his stance on the Hyde Amendment, which bans federal funding for abortion procedures. He once supported the Hyde Amendment. Now he opposes it. He has expressed regret for support of the Iraq and Patriot Act. He authored the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, which deployed more police officers, increased prison sentences, built more prisons, and expanded the number of crimes subject to the federal death penalty. In 1996, he voted in favor of the Defense of Marriage Act before stating his reversal in May of 2012. His aides defend him from being a flip-flopper, saying he has gone through a thoughtful evolution. But this is not really about Joe Biden. After all, he is an old white man who's been part of the establishment for most of his career. And that is more to the point. Despite the Republican Party having displayed a sense of color blindness in so many areas, Democrats have for so many years labeled Republicans as racist. Democrats did not see Clarence Thomas's elevation to the Supreme Court as a positive. Herman Cain was the keynote speaker at the first Tea Party rally in Las Vegas in April of 2009. So what? All of this is negated by the fact that opposing Barack Obama as the first black president meant one was a racist. But the changes we're seeing now is of a much more radical nature. The party of Bill Clinton, who once said they wanted to make sure abortion is rare and only performed early in the pregnancy, is now supporting post-birth decisions on what should be done with a baby. They say it's between a mother and the doctor. The party that once supported free enterprise and capitalism is now openly embracing socialism and more government controls of the economy. Despite the Supreme Court held a decision guaranteeing an individual's right to own a gun, more Democrats are now calling for a ban on private citizens from owning any guns. If you opposed these new, more radical ideas, you are a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and worse. If you don't tolerate and applaud blatantly anti-Israel and anti-Semitic comments made by a Muslim and Palestinian members of Congress, you are a racist and a bigot. If you support white people for office, you're a bigot. If you've been a lifelong member of the Democrat Party and don't support the new, upcoming, far-left progressives, maybe you're in the wrong political party. The political roadmap has not just changed, it's completely blown up. Public calls for the imprisonment and death of President Donald Trump and his family are beyond anything one could imagine back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, or for that matter, even in the early 2000s. The Democrat Party no longer welcomes those who don't identify as left-wing, people of color, gay, young, and intolerant of conservative ideals. There is no longer a sense of comity, a sense of being able to work with the opposite side of the aisle. It's all one way or not at all. As the older Democrats die off, the party will be left to an unrecognizable, angry mob. The times are changing, and the changes don't bode well for the future of our republic. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.